Next patient is Michelle Nash. That is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Michelle Nash, N-A-S-H, and as in Nancy. Michelle Nash, N-A-S-H, and as in Nancy. Date of birth, 8-11-58. Date of visit, 10-4-24. Please make copy for Rehana Siddiqui, R-E-A-H-A-N-A, Rehana. Siddiqui, S-I-D-D-I-Q-U-I, Siddiqui, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and occasional chest pains, period. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 66-year-old lady who has experienced shortness of breath since June 24 after an episode of COVID-19 infection, period. The patient states she has an occasional cough but no chest pains, no fevers or chills, denies some aptitude and denies any wheezing. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and history for left breast cancer, status post lumpectomy and radiation therapy, period. The patient also had lumbar disc disease and had disc replacement at L4 and 5 in 2009. She had knee surgery for meniscus tear. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 5 to 6 cigarettes per day for 25 years. Alcohol use rare. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother. Is in good health. Father died of chronic lung disease. Next paragraph. System, let's say allergy is none listed. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has had cataracts and denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency with nighttime awakening. She has hay fever and asthma. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has occasional cough. Denies abdominal pains or reflux, no black stools or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations. She has anxiety attacks and she has easy bruising. She has no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Xanax 1 half a milligram as needed, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams daily, Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, Gemfibrozil 600 milligrams daily, Hydroxyzine 10 milligrams daily, Metformin 1000 milligrams BID, Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, and Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This is a moderately overweight elderly white female with no acute distress, no pallor, icterus, sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 125/70, pulse 76, this patient's 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 174, saturation 97. H E and D are non-staphylic. Pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is mildly injected. Ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions, and there are no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gallop. Megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross motor defects. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea, rule out pulmonary embolism. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is mild diabetes. Number 4, history of COVID-19 infection. And number 5 is reactive airway disease. Next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a CTA of the chest. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. Get a CBC, IgE level, basic metabolic profile. And she will continue using the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs as needed, and a follow-up visit during approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Rehana Siddiqui, SIDDIQUI, MD. Thank you.